Welcome everybody here at the gallery. I'm trying to get the nice atmosphere here. The temperature is quite okay, I guess, so I invited a few more people. My name is Emil Brok. I am working for SUSE, and I'm going to tell you about the new SUSE academic program. So if you have any questions during the talk, please jump in at any time. So what we'll talk about in the next hour, I'll try to keep it under an hour. I'll first explain who am I and why am I standing here. Second, I will talk about why SUSE came up with an academic program. After that, we'll talk through the academic program, the new SUSE academic program. What does it mean? What does it contain? The different levels that are built into the new program, and at the end, I've got a real call for action for all of you, so please stick to there. And then Q&A at the end, but as I said, please interrupt at any time. So, why me? I've been working now for SUSE for 2 years, and I am responsible and getting paid to have... Hello, somebody's waving. Do you want me to stay over there? Oh, okay. So, I have to stay in this box. All right, I'll try. Professionally, I'm working for SUSE, and I'm responsible for the commercial training program. I'm managing all the training partners in Europe, Middle East, and Africa, and that is quite successful. And at the time when I started with managing and setting up a program to get as many people as possible trained in SUSE, we realized that we were forgetting the students, but it was just a matter of we can do only one thing at a time. So now, 2 years later, the whole commercial program for commercial training institutes is working quite well in Europe, Middle East and Africa. So now it is time to come up with an academic program coming from the corporate company SUSE. My background, as I said, I'm working for 2 years for SUSE, but before that, I worked for 10 years for a Linux consultancy and training company in the Netherlands, and I am the founder of LPI, together with other open source ambassadors in the Netherlands and Belgium. So I've been working on getting students to work with Linux for many years. And as I said, now the chameleon came into my life, and I'm quite active on social media. So if you like to say something about this talk, then look at hashtag Geeko on Tour. I'm active on the most platforms. So if you want to have anything to share, please do so. And looking forward to your feedback. So now to the academic program. I have been trying to get universities of applied science, different IT schools to work with Linux and open source in general for many years. And when I started, about 12 years ago now, I was quite shouting in the desert. It was just me. And when I was talking to many University of Applied Science, it was quite often that there was not much response, because at that time the classes were just dominated by proprietary software solutions. And at that time there were some reasons why it should be at focused on the proprietary solutions. But the world has changed. And when you're going to lobby, try to get people enthusiastic, IT instructors, to be enthusiastic about training in Linux, training in open source, it is important that you make a differentiation what you focus on. Last year at this conference, I did a talk on many recommendations how you can get your school to work with Linux and open source. And one of the recommendations I had is make sure that you are clear what you're talking about. In this case, I try to be clear. The SUSE academic program that's been released fits very well to the curriculum So what are the IT teachers training? And also on operations. The desktop is not that dominant in the academic program. You can use it, but actually yesterday here I learned that there is a sort of OpenSUSE academic program being set up, but that's very early stage. So I expect you will hear more about that in the next months, and probably next year here at SUSE, at OpenSUSE Conf, there will be a talk on the OpenSUSE academic program. But now we focus on operations and on curriculum. It's quite difficult for me to stay inside this box. Do I really have to stay? Can I not do? No? Oh, I'm told to be here. So why is it important? Why is it important to have an academic program at all? Why is that important? It's important that the schools are bringing people to the labor market that actually fit the profile. So if you look at open source technology, a couple of years ago we did an investigation, a true survey in the Netherlands, and we investigated how was the connection between the number of open source people finishing university compared to the demand in the labor market. And what we found there is what we've defined as the open generation gap. So the open generation gap is the difference between what the labor market wants compared to the number of students finishing in the technology of Linux. And when I say Linux, I am talking about more wider than just Linux, because I think open source technology in totally is important. But that's the open generation gap. And the open generation gap was there in the Netherlands. And because I've been working for LPI, which is a global organization, I'm quite have the guts to say that it was a worldwide challenge at that time. Anybody in the room here today who is an IT teacher? Yes, a couple of IT teachers? All right. And you're obviously, because you hear you're training Linux to students? Computer science, okay.
Linux and open source methodologies, yes.
All right, excellent, excellent. And you've been doing that for many, many years?
For 3 years.
3 years, okay. And why is it now, since 3 years, that you're now training into Linux technologies, and before that not?
No one else was doing it before. And right.
But there was a demand.
There is a misunderstood demand. The students don't know, they only know what their teachers tell them, and the existing faculty didn't, like you said, there was a generation gap. They've grown up in a different non-open source environment, so they don't know how to teach it. And so there needs to be a bridge that comes across there, and I'm trying to help bridge that gap.
Oh, fantastic. Keep on the good work. And we might have something for you, for your students. That's the academic program in total, and that's for Linux independent technology. So whatever distribution, as long as it's Linux, I'm fine with that. But as I'm working for SUSE, and I think OpenSUSE and SLES are fantastic distributions, if you have to teach students Linux, why not do it in SUSE technology? Anybody another argument for not doing it in SUSE technology? Well, if you would have asked me 3 years ago, I would have said, I don't really mind if it's SUSE or any of the other distributions. I think Debian, to be honest, is quite an important distribution as well. So, yeah, I like SUSE a lot, and I love the Geeko. I travel around with him anywhere, or her. It's actually not known if it's him or her. But it is important that different distributions are being taught, as long as the market demands distribution knowledge, so knowledge in the different distributions. Why not have the University of Applied Science also teaching the different technologies? Anybody disagree with me? Please do so. No? Okay, so we all like SUSE and we all like and understand that other distributions are important as well. Okay, so now SUSE came with an academic program. Anybody an idea why SUSE is interested in coming up with an academic program? Potential employees. Yeah, absolutely. That's a very very good reason, actually, because we've got more than 100 vacancies at the moment at SUSE. So if you're into SUSE technology and you like to work for us, have a look at the jobs we have. So absolutely, for our own reason to have more people knowing about SUSE, so they will probably easier apply for a job with us. So absolutely. Another reason? Lowers barriers to market. Can you explain a little bit? Who was saying that? Because I'm looking into a lamp. Oh, over there. Hey, Doug.
It basically gets people knowledgeable of open source at an early age. And of course, as they go in and they become managers or things of that nature, they're familiar with it. It's a knowledge aspect, and it has potential economic benefit to SUSE.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's why SUSE came up with an academic program. And here we are. So what you see is the academic program. What does it focus on? It focuses on getting trained as an instructor and teaching SUSE technology, developing on SUSE, and using SUSE. Those three elements are the elements that are now into the academic program of SUSE involved. When I say SUSE technology, I'm not just talking about SLES, as you probably have seen here at the conference, and you already know, but many people still understand and still see SUSE as just a Linux company. But our technologies that we focus on, the open source technologies, are more spread than just SLES. So also the academic program focuses on storage, cloud, SUSE Manager, and of course still SLES. And when you're going to train students and teachers, first the teachers and then students, at least that's the way it should go, in SUSE technology, there is certification available as well. So it's not just the training, and it's not just getting the students up to the right level of knowledge. There's even possibility, if you are a university, to test this knowledge by using the same certification model as is being used in the commercial SUSE industry. So we've got a certification overview. At the bottom, you've got the administrator level, and on top of that, engineer level. And if you have gathered a whole bunch of the certifications below, you can become an architect in SUSE. But it starts with certification, and then all the four technologies I just mentioned, you can get administrator level certification, and on top of that, engineer level certification. Any people certified in any of the SUSE technologies here? Somebody in the back there, yes? Great. Only one person? Oh, that's something we have to get up then. We have to get up that people that are using SUSE technology, that they are certified in it as well. And that's where actually one of the goals of a SUSE academic program as well, to get more people certified. So let's do a bit of a recap. As I said, 2 years ago when I started with SUSE, there was no academic program. So when people came to me and asked, can I use the training material that SUSE has developed for the commercial market, can I use it for my students? The answer was no. Unfortunately, it was not possible and not allowed. So we had to come with an academic program. And before that, there were, of course, universities and different technical educations, non-profit educations, that we had in our as our customer base. And we had different models for them, but we kept on supporting that model, but we didn't welcome any new universities anymore at that time. And now we have our academic program with whether everybody can join in. So if we look at the academic program of SUSE, as I said, it focuses on the two elements, the element of the operations, that's just software that the school uses for their infrastructure, and the curriculum. How is it built up? Here is the slide again. So it's about getting trained, the instructors, getting trained, the students. If you like to develop further on the technology, that's built in the model as well. And of course, we like to the software to be used by the students. So what does it look like? There is three layers. And the first layer, it's totally out of cost. So there is no fee. There is no minimum order. There are not many demands other than you have to be a university. So if you want to become part of our SUSE academic program, everybody can become a part of our program as long as you're a non-profit educational institute. Can you read this? Is this all? No, it's too small, right? So I'll do a little bit of fruit picking here. If you sign up to this level of the program, you will get free access to all the training material we have available. And you will get a campus license to use SUSE. We will even make certification available, and that's being developed right now for the commercial institutes. If somebody in the labor market wants to become certified, the cost for an exam to become SUSE certified are between $150 and $195 per exam. For the academic institutions, we are developing right now a bulk model, which will be a lot cheaper. We are really trying to get the boundary to become certified. If you are a SUSE technologist or student and you like SUSE and you want to do the exam, that it's very easy to become certified and also very cheap. Free access to the SDK as well. So the software development kit is part of this first layer as well. And then I think that's the most important things out of the first layer. Then there is a second layer, and that's actually when you're going to talk about the software that the university are using yourself. So if a university is already using SUSE, they can use it, and if they want to use a lot of technologies and a lot of products of us, compared to the commercial market, there is a very, very low entry and a cheap model where you still can get all the services and all the support that a commercial company gets as well. And there is a third layer. If you really want to go deep into the technology as a university, it's not about teaching. This is about using the software for your own, environment, your own infrastructure. So that's the three-layer model that the SUSE academic program consists of. Is that clear? Any questions on the three steps model? Okay, then I'll move on. This is even more detail about the new academic program. In the description of this talk, I promised to give detail about academic programs, so I will. But I will glance over it. So if we look here at the first pillar, the education, there is training material and certification available for all teachers, but compared to the commercial model, it's not. You don't have to be certified as an instructor before you teach it. So we made it again as low boundary as possible. But on the other end, it's not mandatory, but I do recommend that as an instructor, you look at the certification and you try the exams before you go and teach it, but it's not mandatory. It's all focused on getting as many people as possible trained in SUSE. So there will be specific material. There is specific material which is only to use for non-profit and non-commercial institutions, and it will be clearly signed as material for this market. And of course, it's not allowed to use the material outside these non-commercial institutes, because we've got a commercial training program where actually the goal is not to make money for SUSE, so we're not making money on the on the training material. What we do is we try to get as many people as possible trained in the technology. So again, there is no commercial, but we do have commercial training partners, not as ourselves, but training partners. Like here in Germany, one of the training partners that pops up in my mind is B1. I've seen many people from B1 here as well. They are a training partner here in Germany, and that's a commercial training partner. Besides the training material just on paper, there is also on-demand training material available for the academic institutions. So if you want to get your knowledge up to level, there are different possibilities to get there. So the second pillar, that's a lot about if you're using SUSE technology in your infrastructure. The third is more if you want to use the tools, so the software development kit, and if you really want to go deep into the technology, you might like to be interested. If you're really teaching high-level technology in your students, then this pillar is interesting, because we deliver a lot of possibilities that are normally only offered for commercial institutions and now also available for academic institutions. And then we are setting up an academic program. And one of the first things in September, 25th till 29th of September, in Prague, there will be the SUSECon. I don't know if any of the Open SUSE people know about that, but we've got a big conference coming up, and that's quite big fun, I must say. Fun, very informative, from technical talks to informative talks. Great examples of where the technology has been used in with customers of SUSE. And I can say out of my own experience visiting now two SUSECons that it's really something great to go to. And also if you're an instructor and you want to take students to Prague, it's a great possibility. And there is high discount offered for universities, academic institutions that are part of an academic program. If you want to know exact discount on the tickets and everything, please come to me afterwards. I'll explain how the model works. But all this meant that we have a lot of university and a lot of young people coming to SUSECon. So here's the promised call to action. It's quite easy, actually, the call to action, because it's just go to the website www.suse.com/academic and subscribe. You just subscribe there, and if you want to become part of the academic program and you're recognized as a non-commercial institute, so you fulfill the requirements, then literally immediately you are part of a program and you can benefit from the benefits. Once you are allowed into the program, you will have access to a special portal. It's built by SUSE, and this portal will give you access to the on-demand training I talked about, will give you access to all sorts of things, how you can get your knowledge up to speed, how the certification work, all explanation about further details of the program. Then I've got the Raspberry Pi here. I actually took one with me. We've got ARM here and Raspberry Pi. I think that, and it's totally out of the academic program of SUSE actually, but when I've been looking at the market for universities to be able to train SUSE, I think the Raspberry Pi with SUSE, because it's now all available without cost for a year to use to run SLES on the Raspberry Pi. Does anybody of you agree with me that it can be a great step forward to teach SUSE technologies using a Raspberry Pi? Wow, a lot of yes. Can you explain? Yeah, so I'll quickly repeat, otherwise they have to run up with the microphone and all. It's very easy. That's basically what you said. And the explanation we got, it was launched at SUSECon in Washington last year. How they explained it, and I liked it quite a lot, was done by Aaron Quill, one of our high technology architects. Probably has another function name, but he's quite a cool guy. And he had a picture of himself working on a machine in 19-something long ago. And he was working on that machine at home when he was about 12-year-old. And when he was working on that machine and he came into the real world where information technology was being used, he found that what he learned on that machine he had at home wasn't really useful to him. But if we're able to close the gap between the machine that you use at home and the machines that are being used until the very biggest machines, the mainframes, because also mainframe run on SUSE, then you can have the whole line of machines from IRM machines, Raspberry Pis, until the mainframe and everything in between runs on SUSE. So I thought that aspect is really great, why it's now fantastic to have SLES available on the Raspberry Pi. I was trying to switch, but it doesn't have the button, so let's do it like this. Well, here is the SUSECon. As I said, SUSECon in September, and not that far away from here. So you're all very welcome, and especially the people from academic institutions where we have the special program for. So two call for actions, actually. Like to see you again at SUSECon 2017 in Prague, and you can go to the website www.suse.com/academic, subscribe there, and you're all welcome. Any questions at this point about the academic program?
This knowledge,
Would you like to use the microphone? Yes.
Is SUSE willing to share next to their code base also stuff like this with the open SUSE community?
I don't understand what is SUSE not sharing with open SUSE? Is that are not sharing?
You're talking about the material being, well, in fact, closed to outsiders. Could open SUSE people have access to the material to use it for open SUSE trainings?
Oh, the training material that's available. You're talking about the training material that we've developed at SUSE, mm-hmm. That's being used to train both our customers, partners, and now also students, if it's also available for people from the Open SUSE community.
Yeah.
That's your question. That's a good question. We have got our material available through the training partners. So if you are known with the training partner, as I said, in Germany, we've got four partners, in the Netherlands, one. All over EMEA, there are 40 training partners. And they are now responsible for dividing and delivering the training, including training material, to the market in those countries. So if you have specific questions, you can either come to me, I can tell you who is delivering the training material in your country, and then it's up to the commercial training company and you to find a solution. And if you're working for a university, it's even easier because then you have access through the material to the academic program. I hope that answers your questions.
Yes, it does.
All right, great. Thank you very much. Great question, actually. I didn't think about that aspect of the training material being available. Any other questions?
Yes, you have been talking about academic institute or organizations in general, but also very often you have mentioned universities. So I have kind of contacts with some local university and also some IT schools. So I would like to know if there is any difference regarding the program from a university or something such a small, let's say.
Excellent question. There are quite clear regulations set up, and actually it all comes down to, as long as it doesn't compete with my commercial training partners, then I'm fine. So if it's a very small academic institute and they have no commercial side business or something, then absolutely everybody is very welcome to join the academic program. In fact, once you subscribe, depending on where you are in the world, we will look for every single person, every single subscription to the academic program if it's truly academic. But we even have the police school in the Netherlands, the military schools. Those kind of institutions are also fulfilling the requirements. So we are not strict as long as it's not interfering with the commercial training business. Is that a clear answer to your question? Yes? Okay, thank you very much. I'd like to hear the institutions you're talking about. Any other questions?
Yeah, I would like to know, in the past there was a CompTIA.
In the back. Hi.
In the past, there was a CompTIA training certification, including LPI, SUSE, and CompTIA as well. Is this going to be the case in the future?
Again, a very good question. Have you been talking about this before? Very good question. At LPI, CompTIA, and SUSE, there was a cooperation regarding the certification. If you did the CompTIA certification, you would get the SUSE administrator Linux level and the LPI level 1 alongside. From SUSE, we had to stop that project because we had people certifying for SUSE technology while they never ever touched a SUSE machine. And that was a challenge we had to deal with. So we had to figure something out. And we have actually came up with a solution for that, because if you are now, I don't know if I can easily get the picture back with the certification, but we've got the certification in different levels. And what we did now is, if you think because of your CompTIA or LPI certification that you qualify for the higher level, so the engineer level certification, you can straight go to that exam, skip the lower level exam, and if you pass the higher level exam, you will get backwards also the lower level exam. That means that we have covered that everybody who has got a SUSE certification knows the technology, but you still have the biggest pro of that old model, that if you are LPI or CompTIA certified for Linux technology in general, and you prove to us that you also know SUSE technology by succeeding the other exam, you don't have to do two exams, only one exam, and you're ready, and you're certified at the highest level.
Okay, thank you.
Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, thanks. Another question, Linux Foundation has also own certification by now. How is our SUSE's academic process influencing or in regards to that?
It's the same. It's the same as LPI and CompTIA. There are a few minor differences, but it's about the same idea. So if you prove to be certified at Linux technology at the entry level, you can go into the higher level of SUSE certification. And once you pass, you get the other one afterwards. So it works the same. Great questions, actually. Really good.
Doc, next question.
Yes.
What was the decision to actually look at ruling out the private universities and in any for-profit, or did you come up with a model? Are you talking about coming up with a model for private universities or even charter schools we look at? And in that case, they're sort of private. They make money. You know, I mean, it seems like the program, while good, yes, is ruling out a certain area I think we would want to address. Yeah. And perhaps, I mean, maybe it's somewhere in between the commercial and the non-profit school.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you're perfectly right. It is a gray area. In the Netherlands, we've got companies who are sort of training students, but they have a commercial goal. There are clear guidelines, and we will keep those guidelines. We'll look at them and judge whether or not it's competing. But for some countries, I will look into it if it's not competing with my commercial institutions. And if my commercial training partners don't mind that that specific commercial academy becomes part of the academic program, then I'm fine with it as well. So the main goal of SUSE is to train as many people as possible in SUSE technology, color as many people as possible green. But we only can do that if the commercial training partners are having a good business case. And if we are destroying the business case of the commercial training partners, we will have no commercial institutions who bring our training to the market. So that's basically the challenge that we're dealing with. But the gray area, I'm willing to look at the gray area and see if we can come up with a solution, if they either have to fit into the commercial model or in the academic model. So please start a discussion and we will find some way to get as many people as possible colored green. Any other questions here in the front?
Thanks. How do you plan to advertise the program? Do you plan to go directly to universities and advertise it, or go to university fairs, yeah, or what is the plan?
Wow, those questions, really good. This is more about the marketing. We've decided that we create an academic program because there was a demand. There was a demand from academic institutions, come up with a program. So that's what we did. But the focus of SUSE is on helping customers and selling subscriptions, getting happy customers. And what we've done, we've created a program, and our goal and maybe hope is that the program will totally sustain itself. So everything should be available, and there are people picking up the phone if you have specific questions. So we've got two people, one for EMEA and one for the rest of the world, who's picking up the phone if you have a question about the academic program. We're trying to keep it that low, how you say that, labor, so that we don't have to invest too much time in getting it. But on the other hand, I was allowed by SUSE to come up here, to come to Nuremberg, and to present the academic program, and I've been presenting it 2 weeks ago in the Netherlands, and I will do it a couple of more times at different places. So that is the marketing, but we really hope that it will sort of fly off itself, because we think we've created a program which has such a low boundaries. As an academic institute, why would you not enter this program? If you compare it to commercial vendors who have academic programs, then they quite often are you have to pay a certain amount, or there are all kinds of boundaries you have to get over. Well, this program, that's how we hope it will work. If it doesn't work like this, so if not enough people know about the academic program in some time, we will evaluate it and we will start a marketing campaign. Is that a satisfactory answer? Somehow. Yeah, you think, yeah. Yes and no. well, if it will work out like this, we will see. But if it doesn't work out, we will pick it up and bring it to a higher marketing level. But maybe if the Open SUSE community likes it a lot, and you all here at this room like the idea, what we all can do is bring it to social media, shout it out, tell it to everybody you know that there is a very easy to subscribe to academic program, and let the word of mouth, as it's called, do its work. Any other questions? No? Oh, that's excellent. Well, thank you very much. And I really want to thank you specifically for those questions at the end, because they were really, really great questions. Again, remember, this is the website. That's the marketing we do for now. And if you have any questions about the academic program, feel free to approach me at any time. Thank you very much. Have a great day. Bye.